ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Are you building a new house, not sure where the property lines are? Strider Consulting can help. They're a civil engineering and land surveying firm located at 1029 Highway 201 North of Mountain Home. With over 23 years in the business, Strider Consulting has the experience and expertise to bring your project to life. Visit strider.consulting to see their full list of services and request your quote today. Strider Consulting is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers Athletics. Strider Consulting, engineering our future.
We welcome you back into Branson, Missouri. They're going through the national anthem here currently. Getting ready to check both lineups for this ball game between the Branson Lady Pirates and your Mountain Home Lady Bombers.
Thank you.
Getting a very pro Mountain Home crowd here this afternoon. 3 o'clock in the afternoon. A few more fans that weren't here for the first two games. You know, it's a good excuse to get out of the house and, you know, come do some Christmas shopping or
Absolutely.
Go to Branson.
Yeah, that's great. Great turnout by Mountain Home, you know, especially playing the host team with Branson.
Yeah, I think it almost looks like, you know, we brought more fans than they did.
I think so.
So they're going through the lineups now for Mountain Home. They're going to go with Kate Jackson. It's hard to see. There's a railing that's covering up the numbers of a lot of our players. Looks like Lauren Waymire is going to start too. Amelia Rucker. Cameron Mullen. Annie Norcross will be the five for the Lady Bombers. On the other side for Branson, Chloe Grimm, Shelby Heil, Ellie Haney, Aubrey Williams, and Rachel Riveros, the five for Kip Booz, Branson Lady Pirates. Kip Booz been here a long time. I remember when he was here back when I was in school. Of course, that wasn't too long ago, about 2013, 2012, and he's been one of the better coaches in the state of Missouri. You know, last time we played him, they had a girl that, you know, went off to Syracuse. That was part of that.
Yeah, I think
that was you know, when we had that group with Emma Martin, Anna Grace Foreman, and all them, you know, that was a run where it seemed like every week they were playing McDonald's All-American.
Yeah, they played. They've had that year. They played some really good competition, which speaks to the scheduling that we do.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, Josh Vulture and Dell Leonard always do a great job with the schedule every single year.
Absolutely. We were talking with Lake Hamilton's girls coach right before, and he was like, "He's so glad to see us because he knows he gets a good, good game and good competition." And
you know, I talked to their boys coach Scotty Pennington a little bit. I told him last night, I was like, "Dude, you got a great ball club." You know, I've seen Marion, Jonesboro, all these dudes, you know, on streams and in person, on film and everything, and I haven't seen anything like that they've got.
Yeah.
So that was, you know, even though it was kind of lopsided, you still got good things out of that, but also it was a measuring stick to see where you're at against probably the best team or the best team in the top five team in the state. You know,
yeah.
There's North Little Rock still up there, Marion and all them. But
yeah, definitely. And, you know, you schedule these games and you can take away and you schedule and you play good competition and you grow from it or you don't. If you grow from it, it's well worth coming up here and playing
Absolutely.
These games just like that.
You know, this time of year for non-conference, it's – you know, you're trying to get better. You know, regardless of results, as long as you get better every game is a success.
That's
now,
exactly.
Once you get conference season, of course, you're going for wins and losses. But we're ready to get underway here in Branson, final day of the Branson Battle of the Border. It's time for the Scott Tabor Shelter Insurance tip-off.
Go Bombers!
There's Josh Fulcher right behind us causing a ruckus. And the tip is won by Branson. It was Waymire jumping, and for Branson was Shelby Heil. So Branson will start. Moving left to right in front of us in their home white uniforms, red numerals, red trim, Lady Bombers in their road uniforms as Riveros driving to the rim, a whistle, and ball's knocked out of bounds, last touch by Mountain Home, so Branson will get it underneath their own basket.
The Lady Pirates are very good at attacking. They like to attack that rim very hard, so we're going to have to do a good job with help defense today.
Grimm will throw in. Grimm looking, gets it in to Heil. Heil puts up the three. Long rebound won't go. It's off Jackson's foot, but it's corralled by Waymire. Lady Bombers moving from right to left. Again, on your screen if you happen to be watching. They're moving from right to left. They're in their road blue uniforms with gold numerals, gold trim, and a little bit of white thrown in there. 10. You know, there's more Mountain Home folks filing in. The Bomber boys are sitting a couple rows in front of us. This is a very pro Mountain Home crowd, which is surprising in a sense that, you know, you think more folks from Branson will be here too.
And here we see that pressure from Branson, uh-huh. That 1-3-1 starting to bait us in. This is how we get out of it right here with the shot.
Rucker for three, missed. There's a whistle and a displacement foul is called underneath. Annie Norcross with the foul. That's her first, team's first of the ball game. No score here. 50 seconds in. Handoff to Haney. Haney back to Williams. Williams kicks out. Rivero. Heil turned it over. It's picked up by Cameron Mullen. Mullen met by a double team right at half court. Lost the basketball. It's tipped and knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Branson. Lady Bombers will have it. Front of the visitor side of bleachers.
That's one area we need to avoid with this 1-3-1. Yes. Is that corner up there at half court.
Seems like all four of the corners you kind of want to stay away from. If you keep the ball as centered as you can, that prevents that trap from actually working real well.
And here's
Jackson Mullen across the timeline. Go ahead.
The two guards up front and attack the middle, just like what the Lady Bombers are doing. That's how you get them out of that pressure there.
Got to be offset there. Ball is tipped into the backcourt. Jackson picks it up. Now she'll go. Between the circles, back to Mullen. Mullen driving, crossover dribble, driving. Dropped it down off to Norcross. Norcross picks it up in the corner, but she dribbled it on the sideline, and Branson will pick it up. 6.5 left in the first quarter, no score. Riveros will walk it up. Back to Heil. Heil back to Haney. Three-pointer on the way from Riveros, no good. There's a whistle and a foul. Displacement's called. Going to go against Branson. I believe that'll be on Ellie Haney.
Yeah, that's a call you don't see a lot in the game.
Yeah.
You actively have to try to box out, and Amelia did a good job boxing out there
to get
that call.
Now, the big thing that's a big misconception. People wonder, what's displacement? That's what a lot of people call over the back. There's no such thing as over the back in basketball. It's displacement. And the jumper by Rucker's good from the right elbow, and the Lady Bombers have the lead 2-0.
Great job attacking that zone and attacking it with a shot there.
Branson holding the basketball across the timeline. Grimm with it. Grimm dropped down to Heil. Heil driving back out to Williams. Williams met by Mullen. Williams crossover dribble between the circles. Now she's going to drive. There's a whistle and a travel's called. You were signaling it before he was.
Yeah, Williams is their go-to point, or I'll say she's a point guard. She's a big guard. She's left-handed.
Yeah.
She's kind of their go-to person out there. Cam did a great job on defense of just staying in front of her and not letting her get around her.
Three-quarter court pressure still by Branson. Jackson with it now, still in the backcourt. Ahead across the timeline to Rucker. Rucker met by one Lady Pirate. Ball's tipped overhead right to Norcross. Norcross kicks it out to Jackson. Jackson lost the basketball. Now she'll pick it up. A whistle and a foul is called. It's going to be on, I believe it's number one. Yep, number one, Chloe Grimm.
Number one, Chloe Grimm. That'll be
her first. Her first, team's second foul of the ball game. 2-0 our score. Lady Bombers leading. Mullen now to Jackson. Cross the timeline. Bounce pass to Mullen between the circles. Kicks out Rucker in the right corner. Mullen with it now. Back to Rucker. Rucker skipped to Jackson. Back to Mullen. She thought about a three, a whistle, and a travel's called. Seemed like the correct call. She saw a wide open space she could have got to for a little pull-up jumper. Got a little excited there.
Yep.
So Branson with the ball. Riveros crossed the timeline. Back to Heil, down to Grimm. Grimm in the near corner, going to go along the baseline, flings it out of bounds, and it'll go back to Mountain Home.
Good defense there, pushing her towards that baseline, not giving her any room to go, and making that pass be an errant pass there.
Absolutely. Parker Husky will step back in. She'll replace Annie Norcross. Lady Bombers going a little smaller here, another guard. Going out here with three guards, and then two posts down low, Amelia Rucker and Lauren Waymeyer. Husky crossed the almost crossed the timeline, skipped ahead of her head to Mullen, back to Waymeyer. Waymeyer looking, gets it to it's not Norcross, that's Rucker. On the right block, flew a floater from Mullen, won't go, and it's rebounded by Branson.
even though the shot didn't go in, that's how you attack that 1-3-1 there. You attack once you get past that first wave of defense, then you got the numbers. We did a good job of that. The shot just didn't go down for us.
Ball was tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Amelia Rucker. Lily Sever will step in. Riley Hagston as well, number three. Two new Lady Pirates into the ball game. Kip Boo likes to play a lot of kids. Scoop shot on the way from Heil won't go, and it's rebounded by the Lady Bombers. Husky looking on the right corner. Now pulls it back out. Now between the circles. Skip pass to Mullen. Halfway through this first quarter, Jackson tees the three up long. Rebounded by Hagston. Hagston will take it herself, pushing ahead across the timeline. Still 2-0 our score, just past the halfway mark of this first quarter. A whistle and an offensive foul. Look like an illegal screen down there. If that's on number three, it will be. Fresh into the game, Riley Hagston.
Branson's trying to run this motion offense on top up there, and when the guards are coming over the screen, you know, when you catch that ball as a guard, you got to stop and let that person get set for you.
Timeout on the floor. Coach Leonard wants to talk to his girls. We'll take one with him. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball. Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on the Bomber Sports Network.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
Back here in Branson, ready to go, fresh out of the timeout. Same lineup for the Lady Bombers. Lady Bombers will walk it up the floor. Between the circles, Mullen, skip to Husky, a whistle and a travel, and it'll go back to Branson. So Branson with the basketball once again. Grimm between the circles on the Branson logo. Skip to the far side. Heil back to Williams. Williams dumps it down to Heil. Heil back to Williams along the baseline. 15-footer rattled around. Won't go. Rebounded by Mullen. Mullen pushing. Driving. Kicks out to Jackson. Far corner. Near corner. Husky now between the circles on the flag of the Branson logo. Over to Rucker. Rucker's going to drive. Lost the handle. Whistle and a foul. Looks like Branson reached in. I believe that might be on Grimm again. Yep, that's her second foul.
Branson's really aggressive on the top of that 1-3-1. They're going for steals, and they're not quite getting them. We just can attack in there and get some layups, I think, with them.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Continue to do that.
That's the thing. You know, Lady Bombers have some – they have some good guards, but they're a little undersized compared to, you know, what you might want. But they still a good job – do a good job of handling pressure as Mullen pulls up. 15-footer won't go off the window. Long rebound. Weimar had a hand on it and a whistle and a jump ball. That's going to go back to Mountain Home. 2-0 our score. Low scoring affair so far here in the first quarter. Mullen will throw in. Mullen. Overhead pass to Rucker. Top of the circle. Back to Husky. Over to Mullen. Mullen tried to get it to Husky. It's tipped in the air, turned over. Here on the other end, Haney. Haney driving against Husky. Threw it off the bottom of the rim, and it's picked up by Mountain Home, but given right back to Branson. Ball's turned over. Jackson with it. Jackson driving. Jump stop with the left hand. No bucket. She traveled.
Good idea by Kate there. Good idea by Kate there. Just kind of shifted that pivot foot.
Kind of slid her feet a little bit. Came to a jump stop, let the defender go by, just slid just a little bit too much.
Good job on defense, though, anticipating that pass, jumping out there, getting a run out for
us. Lady Bombers have cranked up the defensive intensity so far here early. So Branson with the basketball once again. To the corner, Heil. Heil driving with the left hand. She'll kick out. Dump it down to Haney. Haney back to Heil. Heil driving along the baseline. Off the back of the iron. Won't go. Rebounded by Jackson. Jackson pushing ahead. Trying to get it to Waymire. It's turned over. Haney with it. Crossover dribble. This is Riveros. Riveros. Now to Macy Rogers. Three-pointer on the way from Heil. Won't go. Rebounded Norcross. Under two remaining. Minute 50 to be exact. Lady Bombers lead 2-0. Husky now. Norcross, great pass inside to Waymire from the high post. And it's 4-0 Mountain Home. What a great pass.
Great pass by Parker over to Annie. Uh-huh. Great vision by Annie down there to get it to Waymire. That's a great job beating that 1-3-1 right there.
That's
good strong
way,
passes.
That's one way you could beat that is if you can get the defense shifted a whole lot, you're able to, you know, get looks like that because they're not able to shift as fast as they'd like. Ball's knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Mountain Home, so Branson will get it on the baseline. Riley Hagston will step back in, replacing Shelby Heil. 4-0 our score, minute 18 left in the first quarter of action here. The third day of the Branson Battle of the Border. Inbounded to Hagston. Hagston back to Seaver. Seaver dribbling back to the opposite side, Rogers. Hagston along the baseline, kicks it out. Serve Seaver on the way, three good.
3-point shot, good.
Lily Seaver off the bench. Cuts the lead to one. Back in this diamond press over Norcross, 4-3. Got it! Great. Annie Norcross knocks it down, and now the lead's back to four.
Great look by Annie right there. She's having a good tournament the last few games. She's seen
some
shots
go in. She's been shooting it well. Branson with it now, 35 seconds left in the first quarter. Haney back across to Riveros. Riveros going to drive. A whistle, no basket. Shot went in, but it's going to be called before the shot.
Dylan, you really got to like the intensity that the Lady Bombers have come out with, being their third game in 3 days.
Yeah, and fourth and five days.
Fourth and 5 days, yeah, uh-huh. For Paragould early in the week. But you got to love the intensity they're coming out with, and I hope we can continue that, especially on the defensive end.
You know, you hear a lot of people say, well, you know, it's their third game in 3 days, but it's also Branson's third game in
That's
three
true.
Days. Now, of course, they've stayed at home in their own beds, but so has Mountain Home. They've had to travel about an hour and 20 minutes on a bus here as it's inbounded to Williams. Williams' hook shot won't go. Mullen tried to get the rebound, but it's knocked out of bounds. Last touched by Mullen.
We're used to that traveling, though.
This is nothing. Yeah. This, you know, normally when we get to Harris, you know, it's just another 20 minutes past there to get to Branson, 20, 30 minutes. But once we get to Harris, you know, they're still about 2.5 hours for most of our conference games. Williams now swung over. Now to the corner, Rogers. Rogers driving down to the middle. Scoop shot layup won't go. Got her offensive rebound and put it back in.
Macy Rogers.
Macy Rogers off the bench. Her first bucket, 7-5 our score. Down to four, Husky. Across the timeline, down to two, down to one. Clock's going to run out, no shot. And that'll do it for the first quarter. Lady Bombers on top after a good start. They lead 7-5. We'll take a short little break, bring you the second quarter of action. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball, Classic Hits 101.7, and watching on the Bomber Sports Network.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.